Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good morning, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Dave Hook here. I have the privilege of sharing today's devotion with you, which I've entitled The Way. Well, back in 1998, I traveled to Thailand with a worship band from our church. Missionaries throughout the region of Asia gathered in Chiang Mai for a two-week retreat with their families, and we led them in worship each day. One sleepless night during our trip, I searched the hotel room for something to read, and I found this book on Buddhism in the drawer of the nightstand. Funny, it looks similar to the Gideon Bibles that used to be placed in hotel rooms around the U.S. This book began with the story of Siddhartha Gautama, the founder of the religion, and followed with an overview of the basic truths that frame Buddhist belief and practice. I noticed that many concepts and terms were similar to those of the Christian faith. For instance, meditation, scripture, prayer, wisdom, morality, freedom, even awakening and spiritual growth. But I quickly came to this conclusion. Buddhists seek to reach a state of enlightenment, following the path of the Buddha. But there is no belief in a personal God, no king, no rescuer, no creator, no father. Not even halfway through, I closed the book because I was filled with such emptiness, hopelessness, and loneliness as I read it. There was no direction or any relational connection found. You know, the first Christians often referred to themselves as the Way. You'll see that throughout the book of Acts. Now, where did that name come from? Although we find the origins of the name go back as far as the book of Isaiah, the most obvious connection is found in John 14:6, when Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, Jesus didn't and still doesn't call his disciples to just follow a mere belief system, a path, a philosophy, or a way of life. He calls us to himself. We walk by faith, following a personal Savior, a King who guides us into all truth and who shares his life with us. He lives among us and leads us into joy and victory through him. You see, our King desires a relationship with you that is real and personal, rooted and grounded in love. Jesus didn't just say, "Follow my teaching." He said, "Follow me." Our world, it needs a ruler, a savior, a victor. Christ, the King of the universe, clothed himself in love and humility so that we, his followers, might know him here and now and to live more fully and abundantly, to bridge the gap between our world and his kingdom. Just as he called those 12 ordinary men, he calls to you and I today. Pilate once called Jesus the King of the Jews, but we, his followers, know him as the Way, the once and future King and Lord over all. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he rises above all other kings and powers, both seen and unseen. He exposes the mere puppetry of Satan and his forces, masquerading as pagan deities, which are really no gods at all. He leads us in a joyful procession to his future kingdom, not of this world, built on justice and love, grace and mercy, forgiveness and truth. Grace and peace to you, Emmanuel Faith.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.